The Galloping Ab Society presents Palate Cleansers, because sometimes you need a nice moment between two not-so-nice things.
Hello, everybody, our throbbing members. Welcome to our Lust of the Kobolds Palate Cleanser Special Edition, where we're playing D&D. So, intro, I've already explained to the ladies, but we're playing a super simplified version of this. So, if you want to do a thing, you're going to roll a d20, and we're playing on roll 20 right now, so it's all online, figuring it out as we go. If you roll a 1 to a 10, you fail. 11 to 20 is a success. 1 is an automatic bad fail. 20 is an automatic badass success. And they will all be finding things in the Hall of Males that can modify these rolls, either for themselves or when an NPC rolls against them. So, introduction, here we go. Greetings, adventuring kobolds. Your task this eve, you've heard tales of jizz that is so powerful and potent that it creates the best eggs in a fraction of the time as other seed. It's the ultimate seed. You want it to use, to sell, to stash away. It's up to you. You know it's somewhere within the Hall of the Males, but you don't know where it could be. You three find yourselves... I don't
inside
know.
A ball sack.
Have to milk it out of someone.
You know,
you're going to have to find out. So you three find yourselves in the breeding quarter in the kobold city of Emparsden at the entry to the Hall of the Males. It's a busy breeding evening, and there is a long line of kobolds ahead of you waiting to get checked.
So, I like none of the words.
So you have 30 minutes from the time that we finish doing our intros to figure out where the ultimate seed is. And I'll set a timer for owl hoots when it's done. You have 30 minutes from the time we begin to find the ultimate seed. Otherwise, there might be consequences. So let's do intros. I am Kat, a.k.a. Thrusty, a.k.a. your dungeon master.
I am Kat, a.k.a. Lions, a.k.a. Snodgra. I am a janitor in the Hall of Males. My
Don't
interest
you own a
in
skincare
the seed
line
lies not in making the best eggs, but in selling the potent seed for profit.
Oh,
sick.
Nice.
I wear full body galoshes.
Sweaty.
Yeah. I don't think they sweat. Aren't they... So they wouldn't sweat because they're cold-blooded, yeah. I would imagine.
I'm Krista, a.k.a. Love Meat Become Swoggle, and tonight I'm also Lorenz, who used to make a living working under Cyril as a tailhole evaluator, and he would sniff all the tailholes and get up in there, but he got fired for spending too much time waxing poetic about the different scent profiles he was finding, so he's since found some minor success as a perfumer, and he writes really bad copy for different scents.
Amazing.
And he's rarely seen without his nose plugs, because he's very sensitive, guys.
He's gotta be to be good at his job.
Yes, I mean, he thinks he is. I don't think he is as good as he believes, but I guess we'll find out.
And I'm Autumn, also known as Tits Von Feppington, but also I'm Karen.
I'm Karen, the bartender. I'm a kobold bartender. I'm in the local tavern, little bar wench. And on breeding days, I will complain to your manager if you don't perform up to par. So, on it.
Nice.
Karen, me. I don't think kobolds normally have hair, but I did find a special wig with my Karen haircut. It's really great.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. So you're in the Hall of Males. You're actually in front of the Hall of Males. Timer starts now. What are you doing?
Wait, so do we have to, how do we get in? Can we just like walk in?
You have to walk past Cyril to get in. So do you want to try walking in?
Are we all working together? You guys, are we doing this together?
I think teamwork makes the dream work.
I don't see why
at the same time.
I feel
we all like overheard something and then we decided to all go after it together.
Yeah. I think we all want the seed for different reasons.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry. Hold on. I forgot to set the scene. Okay, here we go. Let's see if you see this.
Oh. Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Beautiful picture. Yeah. I'm zooming out. Picture. I got
to see it. Yeah. It's a picture of blue. Oh. So I just transported all of our players.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I just realized.
I just scrolled up. Why did I do it?
What did you do? Oh, the glue?
You see the sticky cum.
The goop.
It's the glue.
No, isn't that glue?
It's gotta be glue.
It's glue.
Glue, but it's
also,
just...
timer is ticking. I distracted you. I'm so sorry.
Karen, maybe you try to distract Cyril with your really nice pussy and we try to get in.
You don't know I have a really nice pussy, but thank you.
I'm assuming.
I do.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
I can't. Hi. Mine can't be bared because I have glasses.
Karen saunters up to Cyril.
Okay. And you, what do you do? Sorry,
my thing cut out.
I guess we could have just... Do we want to just, like, try to walk in? Can we just try to walk in?
Why not? Yeah.
I think so.
So you have to get past Cyril to go into the Hall of the Males. So you're going to have to walk past him.
Can we just walk past him? Just be like, just look like we know what we're doing and then walk past him?
Yeah. We're exploring.
I mean, I used to work with him.
So
we're not exploring the dick.
Guys, yeah. I'm a janitor. I could just be like, hey, I've just got these guys with me. They're going to help me out with some stuff because there's a really big spill down by...
A big load 14, has been really
okay.
Load has been pumped out.
So
So as you walk past this huge line of kobolds waiting to get checked by Cyril, one of them, hey, what are you doing? You no cutting. Come on, you with the weird hair thing.
Fuck you.
I turn to them and I'm like, look, I'm a janitor. I'm just here to clean up a spill. Nobody's cutting in line.
But what about those two? You don't all have galoshes on.
We're not here for
I'm
the
a male.
Factory today.
I'm fine.
That one's male, so I don't know what the
I'm
problem
just escorting.
Is there.
She's
I'm
just escorting
helping
Karen.
Me out because it's
Did you say like squirting Karen or escorting?
So, both. Right now. Right then.
She's not even, and I can just say, it's not even her time of the month right now.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
So Cyril, at that moment, turns around. I'm assuming he has glasses, but he pushes up his glasses and goes, Jeezy Pete's, what are you doing here, guys? That's my best Cyril Figgis impression, and it failed utterly, but I will apologize.
Cyril, he sounds super...
I'm just doing my job. I just had to pull in some backup for a really big spill.
Okay, Kelsey, go ahead and roll a d20 and see how well you succeed at convincing him. 16. Yeah, he's like,
nice.
Oh, you know, I've heard that gets kind of soaked in room number 65. You should probably head there first.
Sounds
it's not
Cyril.
Room 69.
We'll do that first.
I was our first prize.
Room 69.
69. All right. So you pass Cyril, the long line of females getting checked, and you go into the Hall of Males. I'm making it up because we didn't really get a description, but it's a one giant long hallway with a shit ton of doors on either side.
That's what I'm seeing from the picture.
Do we hear a lot of visual?
You hear a lot of squeaking and a lot of thumping coming from behind most of the doors. And there's some kobolds waiting outside doors. The floor is covered in cum. Wall sconces all along the side of the hallway and with some like kind of really atmospheric flickering candles sets the mood really nicely.
Also covered in cum.
Is it really, does it make like a sticky noise as we walk across?
Are the candles?
Yes.
Congealed cum.
My galoshes are just like,
too much.
All right. So you have a bunch of doors. What do you want to do?
Krista, don't you have a super awesome sense of smell?
I do.
Ooh.
Do you want to try to find the whiff smell or whatever it's called?
When you take a we lost tits. Let me pause our timer.
Yeah, I noticed
real quick.
That. I wasn't sure if it was just me or not.
I thought maybe she just was like, I don't want you to see me.
Oh, hold on, my sister is calling. Give me one second.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh god.
I don't know how to turn this off.
Starting timer again. Okay, so you're in the Hall of the Males, covered in cum, and you are doing what?
Wait, why are we covering cum?
Your feet are. Well, your feet
a
are.
A lot happened while I was on the phone.
Oh,
because I walked into the Hall of Males.
Oh, so we walked into the Hall of Males, and then we're instantly covered in cum.
Well, your feet are.
Covered in cum.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. Like, particles everywhere.
All right, so you want to do some sniffing?
Yes, yeah, sniff out the magic seed.
I'm trying to sniff, but we're so covered in cum, I literally cannot smell anything.
Roll your d20 and see how successful you are.
Yeah, just see how successful you are.
I'm trying real hard, guys. Oh, no. There's just so much cum. So that's
So seven. There's too much cum. Your finely honed cobalt nose is just completely overwhelmed with the scent of jizz, and you can't really tell if one type of jizz is better than the rest.
I'm really bad at my job.
All right, I feel like a good door to start at is number 69.
Number 69? All right, yeah.
I think it's a great door to start at because, yeah, you know, 69.
All right.
Yeah. That's probably happening a lot.
And go to number 69. And right. Real quick.
Crunch, 69.
Slurch.
Evens or odd? Evens good or odds good?
Odds.
Okay, the door is unlocked.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you want to just barge in? Before we barge in,
can we like put our ears against the door and see if we hear anything?
Yeah, so all three of you
should do that.
All three of you give me a d20.
Okay. Give me a d20.
We all hear through that door.
You hear a really loud squeaking and a really loud thumping, and it sounds like they're having a pretty fantastic time.
All right, so should we cop block them? Fucking in them.
Sounds like it's too
maybe,
late.
Maybe, I don't know, like, should we wait until they're done? Because, like, somebody's going to have to come out eventually.
Yeah.
Well, you only have 23 minutes left.
Okay, we got to barge in.
We don't have time to wait for them to finish.
I'll barge in. I'm Karen.
Okay, Karen barges in. All right, you see.
Barge on in.
You see Jareth.
No!
Tired.
Of course.
Yep. Jareth and Tiny are going at it. They stop. They see you. What are you doing in here? There's no interrupting a breeding session.
Hi. I mean, has anybody ever tried it?
It seems like
there is. I mean, is there like a precedent that's been set?
Yeah, the rules that we're trying to get an egg and you're coitus interruptus.
So you're saying you're not into voyeurism. You don't like people watching you, is what
you're
telling me.
But you've never tried it, so you don't.
Yeah, you never tried it. Don't yuck the yum. Really know. Come on, Tiny and Jeruth.
We can help improve the egging. Yeah,
so exactly. Tiny actually seems like she's picking up what you're putting down. She's like, ooh, voyeurism. I'm kind of into that. And Jareth is like, no, my seed is only for one. Do you want to look around the room as they're like kind of blustering?
How do we know if it's the magic seed? Is it going to like glow?
Mm.
Will it have like a
What is the lore behind the magic
seed? So the lore behind it is that it's super potent, right? It probably has a very, very rich and hearty smell to it. And it's probably thicker than others.
Could we inspect your seed, sir?
Go ahead and give me a d20 and see if...
He's amenable to this invasion.
Shit!
No!
Okay, how about we all take turns? I'll try now.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to use my Karen superpowers.
Okay.
Krista, though, you guys are
going to sniff it out. I got to use my, I got to talk to him man to man.
So Jareth is not convinced by any of you.
Damn it.
He charges forward, shoves all of you very heartily through the door into the hallway, then slams the door closed behind you and locks it.
Okay.
Well, that sucked.
Okay, I don't really know what to do. I'm pretty sure that was
Jareth is going to be it. Not Jareth, Jareth. That's how I've heard his name pronounced in the bar.
Okay. I mean, you can try picking a lock, you can try knocking, you can...
What if we all just... So he locked it, but I feel like the combined forces of us three, we could break that door down. Is it that important that we break it down?
Are we sure he has it?
Can we try, I want to knock and be like, Tiny, I feel like you might be kind of into this.
Oh, we could yell through the door and be like, Tiny, we really liked watching you.
Okay. So go ahead, all three of you give me d20s.
We'd do it for her.
Oh yeah! So all three of you are successful. You plead, Tiny, please, we want to watch you get railed. And after a minute or so, you hear the door unlock and she opens the door and is like, well, okay, if you want.
Of us needs to do is go up to Tiny and like start doing stuff at the front while Jareth goes in at the back. And then somebody else needs to see if they can like distract Jareth enough that they can expect the cum that's already like sprayed all over the room.
So, I bet if we go up
to Tiny up at the front, I could like rub up against her and get some of that sweet, sweet cum on me. Mm. Can I do that?
On top when of your whole video body like galoshes.
That, yeah.
On your bodysuit.
Hey, it's like bodysuits can be high, you know?
Okay.
She's a crotchless.
All right. So you're doing exactly that. You're grinding up. Jareth isn't really into it, but he knows that Tiny is, so he's just letting it happen.
Good on Jareth.
Jareth. Lorenz, you sniff the cum smeared fucking everywhere, and you realize this is not the ultimate seed.
Fuck. Damn it.
Fuck.
Yep.
Not again.
Okay. All right.
Not again. Well, I guess we kind of signed in for this, though.
Pursued by bear.
I mean,
Karen walks out because Karen wasn't doing
anything.
Karen ain't here for this shit. I'm just gonna give Tiny like a little like see you later, and then walk out. I guess.
Okay. Are you gonna ask them anything?
I'm gonna ask them. Oh yeah, I guess that makes sense.
We can use their words. I guess.
Yeah. Just be like, as I'm rolling just against Tiny, I could be like, what's have you ever heard of the magic seed?
The magic seed, yeah.
You mean the ultimate seed?
Yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I should. And Jareth interrupts. No, we're not talking about door number 5. I mean, wait. No, I'm sorry. No. And then he pushes all of you out the door and locks it again.
Exit pursuant by bear. Okay, now we gotta shove.
We'll connect later.
Okay, yeah, I think you and Tiny were having a moment.
Can
I
they have
she,
sex?
I think she's a dirty girl.
In heat?
I'm sure they can.
Probably.
I don't see why not.
Do they still get pleasure from it?
Probably. I don't know. Why not?
Yeah, hit her up. See what happens. Yeah.
I'm not really into being bred, but I can be into like having a good time.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
We're having a good time. Okay, now we gotta crunch our way down to door 5.
Okay, crunching your way down to door 5. All right,
crunch.
The door is locked.
Of course it is. Can we press it again?
Yeah, what would you pick the lock with?
But I want to hear it first.
Let's listen.
Go ahead and roll some d20s.
I'm going to get a 1.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Okay, Karen's. All right, that's why my hair is so big. It's full of...
And good hearing. So, Snodgrim and Lorenz don't really hear anything. But Karen, you hear a kind of a soft muffling, like kind of muffled grunting sound. It doesn't sound sexual. It just sounds like thought. Like someone's thinking really hard.
Who grunts while they think?
Kobold. Duh.
Okay.
Does it prove
Do you think we should knock on the door or should we just try and break in?
We should knock first. I feel like politeness is always good for us.
Especially if someone's deep in thought.
Yeah. Like
deep in grunt thought.
Or they're like fapping and, you know, that's also rude. Gotta warn them.
Oh, no, we gotta hurry up because we don't want them to stop fapping or we don't want them to spill the seed. Okay. Knock on the door. We gotta knock.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a d20. One of you.
Who's knocking? I guess I'll knock because I work there, so I have an excuse.
That's true.
Okay.
Nice. Good knocking. Okay. Excellent knocking.
Whoever is within hears you. The grunting stops.
My favorite.
That one? Yeah, I was wondering what that one was. It's what's also in behind it. That. Never mind. I don't even know.
Rush, we have a limited amount of time. Go to the bathroom.
The grunting stops, but nothing else happens.
Right. Well, because you haven't said anything.
Hello? Is anyone there? Can we come in?
You hear the sound of something shuffling away from the door.
Ah, shit.
Say, don't!
All right, now we gotta...
No, don't!
Ooh. Okay, so we got to pick that lock.
I guess
okay,
I just gotta
what
get
do
in
we
there.
Have on? Oh, you know, I think in my wig, because I have to keep my wig on, I've got bobby pins for the wig cap. So I take out a bobby pin.
Okay, so ready. Because of that, go ahead and add 3 to your roll, because that's great.
That was good thinking.
Thank you.
Quick thinking.
That was so good.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to try and pick the lock with my bobby pin.
Okay.
Oh! Oh!
Oh! Natural 20. Okay, okay.
Amazing.
So you put the bobby pin in the lock and you barely push and the door unlocks as if by magic, swings open.
It's the magic seed, y'all.
The magic seed. And inside you see this kind of lumbering silhouette and...
Zero?
There's some candlelight, but it's really flickering, and you see this kind of mass of hair, and
oh, it's a person.
You see...
No.
David Bowie in a Velocimaster suit.
David Bowie as the Goblin King would have the master seat. Yes! So,
how do you know?
I spent a seed. What seed?
I spent 20 minutes photoshopping this. Thank you very much.
I'm just imagining like just light and like an like coming from his crotch.
There's light coming from his crotch, but it's like
excellent.
Candlelight or something.
That sounds a little dangerous to have the candle near your crotch.
So we lost Christian.
Am I there?
Yes, I can still hear you.
We can't see you, but we can hear you.
What the heck?
Krista, we can hear you.
I can see myself, which is very strange.
Oh, well, that's what happened to me. I had to restart the browser.
Oh. Should I just refresh?
Yeah, just refresh.
Okay.
I'll pause the timer.
Where were we? David Bowie in a Velocipaster suit. Right. Okay, so he is standing in the corner. No, you shouldn't see me like this.
Why shouldn't we see you?
We
like
should.
This?
We all say, but
this is the only way we want to see you.
Are you the babe with the power?
Oh, Krista, you got really echoey.
Oh no!
I think you need to mute yourself.
You
on.
You sound like God.
You want David Bowie in the box?
Hello.
She should just read all of David Bowie's lines.
the power of the babe.
Amazing.
Well, it sounded really cool.
Oh. It sounded
pretty
epic.
I'll have to remember that for next time. It's a cool trick.
Well, now
I'm
next
play
God knows, so she could probably.
I feel like
catch
up the God echo effect.
Oh, yeah, true. I can do my best. Okay,
that sounded that sounded like a super cum.
Okay, so. You shouldn't see me like this. It's not right. So he is full size David Bowie in full size Velocipaster suit. You guys come up to like his knees ish.
That's pretty perfect height.
What do you want to do?
I say, are you the babe with the power?
Well, I suppose so.
The power of voodoo.
Yes.
Voodoo.
And of velociraptoring.
And magic.
And are you... Hold on. Are you in search of the... What are you... You can't be. No, you... I see you staring at my crotch like that. I don't have it. I'm sorry, but I don't.
What do you mean you don't have it?
I'm not only staring at your crotch for that reason. So
do you know who does have it?
Well, yes, but you'll need something. And he kind of lumbers around and, you know, staggers over to this chest. He opens the chest and... He has gifts for you all.
Oh.
So I'll let you divide these amongst yourselves. There is a leather dildo, which is plus one to...
Oh, you keep...
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Leather dildo, which is plus one
you
to attack.
Breathing.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And does 1d4 damage. Mm. There are metal pasty nipple shields.
Oh.
And attackers take -2 to attack you. And there is a breastplate with embossed nipples, and the attackers take -3 to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
And a giant condom with a tube on the end, like the thing used for collecting horse semen, and a giant bucket of seed.
I'm gonna go with we need the ladder to collect the magic seed.
Okay.
I think so.
So you take a giant condom.
I feel like as the only one without a penis, I should take the dildo. Okay. So I can peg people to death?
Yes, you can have the door.
I say yes.
Oh, perfect.
I feel like, I don't know, the condom, and I guess I'm the one with the experience in collecting semen as the true. Janitor.
You are the professional.
You're all about that.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll take the semen collecting devices. Wait, okay. Is there actually so when you said a bucket of jizz, there's just a bucket of jizz.
Yeah.
But it's not the magic jizz.
It's just a bucket of jizz.
All their jizz.
And
is there anything special? Can we and look at the jizz?
You can look at the jizz, definitely. Go ahead and if you're looking at the jizz, yes, give me a d20.
Okay.
We're all inspecting.
Well, I didn't inspect it very well.
It looks like a bucket of jizz. It all still looks like a bucket of jizz. With a 6 and a 10, it is a bucket of jizz. Loins, it is a bucket of jizz. But it seems like the person who ejaculated this did eat asparagus.
Mm. Ew.
Ungodly amounts of asparagus.
But how do we know that they ate asparagus?
Doesn't it give you a very specific smell? Yes.
Yep. Oh, the smell. Okay.
So then
I was looking at it with my
pieces
eyes.
Pieces of asparagus in nose.
So you've all taken. Yeah, so you.
I was wondering.
So we'll take our items and we can be like. Yep. But and David
goes. Velocibo goes. Oh, quick! They're coming. They know you're onto it. And he kind of shuffles around in his Velocipaster suit.
But where should we go?
To the end. Go to the end. Hurry, hurry. And you hear the sound of someone going, wait, no, wait, they went that way. Hold on. And you hear the sound of running feet kind of splashing through the dried cum in the hallway.
Okay, where's the end?
The end of the room or the end of the hall?
I no time to explain. Oh, God, no. And he shuffles away and closes himself inside the chest. And there's you see like a flash of...
How did
he fit? There's a flash of like shimmering light. The chest shakes
magic, then Bowie
winks into non-existence. Magic David Bowie.
Oh, I was hoping to get his number, but that's okay.
That's fine. Maybe we'll see him again.
Yeah, hopefully.
I guess we'll go. So we'll take our items. I'll really quickly. I guess I'm taking the condom and I guess the magic metal nipple shields. Krista, do you want the breastplate?
Yeah, I'll take that. I'm not picky. All right.
And then we'll run towards. Are we going to the like end of the hallway to the very last door?
Well, you don't know.
Well, I mean,
wait.
I'm
okay. Wait, what else is in the room?
What else is in the room is. I mean, this is obviously has been David Bowie's hideout for a little bit. There's like an old kind of pallet with some threadbare cloth draped across it. Some chipped stone tiles on the floor. It's just his home and his magic chest, which he pulled out the gifts for you all, which is now winked into non-existence as he also exited this plane of existence.
Okay, I'm gonna go with end of the hall.
Okay.
All right, we gotta skedaddle, y'all.
Do we want to run towards the very last door?
Very last door.
Okay. So, as you leave the hallway, you see that there are a couple of kobolds in armor running from door to door. Wait, have you seen the large man in the suit of the dinosaur thing? Wait, we're looking for him. We need him. One of them sees the three of you and starts running after you. Hey, wait, hey.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. We gotta go.
Bye. Sorry. I just start like running my mouth. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just here to clean.
Okay, go ahead.
We heard there was a giant spell at the end of the hall. We gotta go by.
So, Snodgra, go ahead and roll your d20 to see how. Yours? Yeah, he believes you. Super. He's like, oh, yeah, of course. I see that mop. Yeah, definitely. Okay, but what about the other two?
They're here to help me.
You with the
There's
hair.
There's a lot of jizz, as you can tell.
There's a lot. It's a really heavy
They're interning day. With yeah. me to see if they want to transfer to the janitorial department. So I figured I'd give them a good look.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate
it. There's a lot of turnover in janitorial stuff. And
yeah. We need more.
It's a hard job. Got swole
New
forearms.
People. Willing
bodies. I'll ride, I guess. We'll check in on you later, I suppose. And he runs past you and starts knocking on doors. And the kobolds in the hallway are like, what's going on? What's going on?
Well, I just keep, like, kind of mopping, but, like, We're all kind of making mopping motions towards the end of the hallway.
We're casually mopping.
Casually mopping our way through the Hall of Males.
Okay. So you're kind of polishing surfaces, walking down the hallway of the Hall of Males, kind of sticking as you go. And at the end, there's there are two doors on either end of the hallway, but straight in front of you, there's just a wall, no door.
Are there any caterpillars?
Any caterpillars? Go ahead and roll a d20. This is what you see.
I didn't see shit.
Okay, well, I copy your idea, so I want to see if there's caterpillars, because hello!
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 Okay, so, Autumn slash Karen, you see that there's, like, a weird scraping kind of on the bottom left, like around a stone. It looks like one stone doesn't quite belong there. It's a bit out of place.
Pull it out
or touch it.
So touch it. Yes, go ahead. And so if you're touching it, it sinks into the door and several stones slide in and slide to the side to reveal a secret passage.
Just like
a secret nether tunnel.
Nether tunnel.
I guess we go into the passage.
We enter
the passage.
Unlubricated.
How tight is this passage?
Is it a back passage?
It's the back passage!
It's a tight back passage!
Entering David Bowie's back passage.
I mean, that's why I got the dildo. As long as he consents, I'll peg him.
Maybe we should have taken the bucket, guys, and we could,
Is the bucket? We took the bucket.
You just
like,
no, we didn't do that at all.
Yeah, well, the bucket of cum, yeah. So, as you're walking down this hallway, what's your marching order? Who's going first?
I don't know. Who wants to go first? I guess Krista should go first. She's got the sniffer.
I can go first.
And she's also got the breastplate. The, like, best plate, so she's got the
Most best protected.
Right. I'll be in the middle in case I need to, like, quickly, like, jump forward with my condom collector.
Oh, yeah. I can come in the rear, because I've got the dildo.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably...
Hey.
All right. Okay, so, Krista, go ahead and make a d20 roll. Okay, so as you're walking along in this kind of dark and dingy hallway, you're, you know, stumbling occasionally because there's really no great sense of light, even though you have night vision. And so you do not see when a giant spider comes down and says, "I am the guardian, you shall not pass," and bites you.
No, that's fucking rude.
Shit, 4 points of damage.
I'm gonna die, guys.
All right,
you have a healing potion.
Wait, what kind of...
So now, everyone roll a d20, and we're going to...
Oh, do I have to adjust my...
That wasn't good.
It's just the order that we're going in.
Yeah. And spider's going to be... I can work this. This is great. Okay, spider is... 9. Okay.
All right, so I guess I'm going first.
Get it.
Can I offer him the bucket of jizz?
Offer the spider the bucket of jizz? You definitely can, yes.
Please, sir, could I offer you this bucket of jizz in order to seek safe passage?
Yes, it's special.
It is very special.
It was given to us by a magical
by David Bowie.
Creature. Yeah, by Velociraptor.
Bulbasaurus?
Okay, go ahead and roll a d20. This will be a persuasion check. So it says, that pathetic jizz does not interest me, no! And knocks it out of the way. So now there's,
jizz everywhere.
Jizz everywhere.
There's jizz everywhere. Oh, but that means, where did the jizz fall?
The jizz fell on the floor. Actually, I guess I can't knock the jizz out of it because it would have to go through Krista to get to you. So it just kind of throws up its appendage in a no way sort of thing. Sort of gesture.
Drat.
Well,
the spider's kind of a snob.
Well, now
you are
just rude. Like dildos?
Okay, so do you want to try to attack it, Kelsey?
I guess so. I don't really have much in the way of attack capability.
Why don't you throw the throw some jizz in one of the eyes? I've gotten jizz in my eye before. It kind of hurts.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a do one. It's a little. It'll do 1d4 damage.
Wait, no, but I want to try to blind it with the jizz.
Okay. Yeah. So
that's still 1d4.
Do 1d4. Yeah. Just to keep it simple. Oh my god, that's exactly what she needed. So as Snodgra hurls this bucket of jizz. It actually catches a spider right on the head, smashes it into the wall.
Oh, God, I didn't want to do that.
It crumples to the ground, dead. Oh, we are now
just like staring at it like, I didn't mean to, I'm so sorry.
We're
that
now
just was
out
really
of
heavy. Oh,
before we leave, can we search the spider to see if there's any loot?
You can search the spider, so. Definitely.
Okay.
And you find, let's see.
He's covered in jizz.
A pair
yeah,
of
we've covered in jizz. It's really
covered
sticky.
In jizz. You find a pair of petrified testicles from something.
Nice. It's like great. A... It's not its something. Testicles, though.
It's not its testicles. It's just some random testicles in a pouch on its... It seems like they might have some sort of, like, magical properties about them.
Ooh. All right, we should probably take the ball sack.
Yeah, like take the ball sack.
The sack of ball sack.
The sack of balls.
Yeah.
Do you want to do anything to help dear Lorenz, who's now at 1 out of 5 hit points?
I'm dying.
Yes.
Well, you have your magic potion.
Maybe those petrified
potion.
Testicles have, like, magical properties?
Are you going to eat one? Teabagging?
I might. I do have a potion, though, don't I? I think I'd rather use my health potion.
Or do you
want to,
maybe, oh, maybe you could, like, rub the balls, see what happens.
Rub the balls on my wound.
Ooh, like, you know, like, touch
it. They're like a poultice.
I feel like, I mean, it's worth trying.
I mean, touch them, see what happens.
If I die.
And then it'll just turn into a weird Mpreg thing, and it'll be weird.
You know what? I mean, I'm curious about what will happen.
Okay, go for it.
All right. I'm scared, guys.
Okay.
You got this.
So, nice. Okay, so you eat the balls, and you now have 7 total hit points.
Hey!
And you're at full health.
Amazing.
Wait, did you eat both of them or just one of them?
Oh, a good question. I feel like I probably would just eat one because, you know.
You could try it out, see
if
you die.
Just to be safe. Yeah.
Okay,
so now that Krista's healed, we are
healed up.
Super ball powers.
Super ball powers. You're continuing down the hallway. All right, and you have, oh shit, I forgot to unpause the timer. You have 3.5 minutes left before your time runs out. So you're going down the hallway, this dingy, dark hallway, and you get to a door at the end.
Okay, well,
closed wooden
door. Is it locked?
Yes, it would be locked. And actually, there's a kind of beefy padlock on the door.
Why do you have to use the word beefy to describe the padlock?
Yeah,
ooh. Oh, yeah, I got a bobby pin.
You still have your bobby pin.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, go ahead and roll it.
I'm going to try and pick it.
Okay. Okay, so the bobby pin snaps off and does not work.
Okay, well, I have to have more than one bobby pin to hold down this wig. If the wig falls off, that's okay. I will sacrifice it for the cause. Okay. Can I try again?
I don't think you can try again, because then you would just be taking 20, and we don't have 20.
Oh,
minutes.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I give somebody else a bobby pin to go try.
Right. So, what other things do you have? And do you want to inspect the door and see if there's anything?
We have a leather dildo, metal nipple shields, pair of petrified testicles.
How about one of you does how about you check out the door?
We'll check the door,
How sharp are the edges of the shield?
Do you think the leather dildo would unlock it?
Well, do I have to peg it?
Well, look at the door.
Look at the
door. Look at the door.
Okay.
We're rolling 20 to, to inspect the door. I got 11.
All right. So, with an 18, Karen, you see that there's a very, like, kind of by the bottom of the lock. Like, if you flip the lock over, there's a kind of a large hole that seems about the same size as your leather dildo.
All right, I'm gonna peg the door. I'm gonna peg it.
The door's lock pops open. The wooden door swings open, and you see, and behind this door, you see smooth marble tiles, lights flickering all around the room, and a cracked earthenware jug in the middle of the room. It's about as tall as all three of you are. And it is actually glowing and seems alive with its own energy.
Pulsing with its own energy.
Pulsing with its own energy.
Okay, we gotta hurry. We gotta go.
All right, so we're gonna go inspect the jar. Krista,
you have 1 minute left.
Krista, sniff it! Sniff it!
It's the jar!
It smells. Should I roll?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh,
it is the ultimate seed. This is it.
Yes!
Yes!
You found the ultimate seed. So, okay, so what do you want to do now?
We take it?
Do we still have the bucket?
We should still have the bucket. It's empty now.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you want to take the rest of, take some magic cum with the bucket, and then we can divvy it up amongst ourselves?
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's fair.
Perfect.
We'll take some magic cum with
the bucket. Is caring.
It is.
All right, so you leave with the bucket of magic jizz, and you're walking back down the hallway, and you see you're passing by kobolds who are giving you curious glances. And what do you say?
I've got a jaw.
I got a bucket of jizz.
I got a bucket of jizz.
Amazing. All right, so. Oh, there's the owl sound. So you're in the hallway, and suddenly all the kobolds in the hallway leap out of the hallway, and you feel the ground start to rumble beneath you.
I don't think this is good. I got a bad feeling about this.
We found it. We've got our 30 minutes.
Yeah, but we got it.
You do have the jizz. So as the hallway floor, it's just the floor of the hallway that's rumbling, though. Nothing else. What do you want to do?
Is it vibrating?
Leave the Hall of Males. Is it?
Okay. Go ahead, and all of you, give me a 20.
Nice.
Hi.
Oh, no. Okay, so Lorenz and Karen, you both got 18 and 15. Unfortunately, Snodgrim got a 2. So as you are fleeing from the Hall of Males, who's holding the bucket?
I don't think I was holding the bucket because...
I feel like I'm the only one with free hands because you guys have to carry your dildos and your...
Right.
I don't want it flopping everywhere.
So, Lorenz, you have the bucket. You're running out. And as you watch, there were some scuff marks on the floor that you saw coming in. And what happens is the floor of the Hall of Males slides to the side. And as it slides to the side, it scrapes all the cum off into a giant pit of cum below. That, unfortunately,
oh god!
Since Snodgrim did not make it, you fall into the cum pit.
But at least I'm wearing galoshes.
But the others are covered in galoshes.
You came prepared.
It's just like a full latex bodysuit.
But you've succeeded. So once Snodgrim, you come out of the cum pit. That's how they clean the hallway. You will all three have the ultimate seed, and your quest is complete.
Oh, it's the power of the seed. What seed?
I mean, if anybody was going to fall into the cum pit, I mean, it would be the janitor. It's not my first foray into the pit of cum.
Like,
it's
of all of us, you were the only one who came ready for that. So
I sell jars of cum for as like facial treatments.
Yeah, facial treatment. Right. Yeah, side hustle.
You
there
touch you go. It all the time.
Well,
that's what I'm going to do with the magic cum.
Just make more facial treatments. Perfect. Well, I hope you all had fun. That was our D&D game.
That was beautiful, Thrusty.
It was a delightful
introduction. You threw some things in there that we definitely...
You put a lot of big, sticky gobs of unexpected surprises
You know, I had a whole list of things. I was expecting you to, like, fight Cyril, so I had hit points for him. I had, like... He had keys in his under his robes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I guess we could have tried, you know... Swiping those. I figure.
They're
just
very peaceful.
Being a janitor, I had lots of reasons.
We're
to
not
be there.
Jeroots. We don't have.
Yeah, we're not the Jeroots. Did you expect us to go to door 69, though?
I did not. No, I.
That's shocking.
I'm a grown up. I'm a grown ass woman.
How would you have expected us to go? Because I have no idea.
I honestly tried not to plan at all. I was just going to try to work off of what you all were going to do. So I didn't want to do any sort of like.
I feel like we all brought some like very like weirdly with our characters. We all had some like unique skills that we randomly.
Yep, came in handy.
Like, Krista with her sniffer. Autumn with her wig pins. Me with my galoshes.
Yeah.
Did your wig stay on at all, or did you lose the wig?
It was gone. No,
I think probably as you're running back out of the hallway with the bucket of
it probably fell in the sticky pit.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right. I can fish it out later for you.
Acceptable. Loss.
Thanks. Worth it for the magic seed.
Perfect.
I just come out and of the pit dripping, buy a but like carrying your like sopping wig
from the seed.
I can find another wig, especially if I have the magic seed. Like, I feel like life is going to be good for Karen now.
Galloping Ab Society is on Instagram and Twitter at Galloping Abs Pod. Send us an email if you'd like, gallopingabsociety@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this palate cleanser. We hope it was enough.